How's everyone doing? Amen, amen. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm refreshed. But I'll tell you what, I went last after church Sunday. Me and Jesus, we took a trip. Went on to Vegas to go see my mom and family and stuff. She had moved from California to Vegas with my brother, and my mom and younger brother. And it was a good time. It was a good time. Just kind of get away, see them. I haven't seen them since the wedding, Isaiah's wedding, a couple of years ago. So I just had a good time. Went out there and left after church Sunday, then stopped in Albuquerque for a night, and then head on out and finished up the trip. And Wednesday, I got up early in the morning, by 4, went to California, see my brother in Tulare, then drove down to Oxnard to see my other brother, and then visit with some people within the community, people that helped my parents and stuff like that over the years, and spent some time with them, and they blessed me, I blessed them, and drove on over to Los Angeles and stayed the night with my cousin and got up early in the morning and went back to Vegas. And then went to Henderson that day to go see my cousins and hung out with them for a little bit. And then came back and then got up 4 o'clock in the morning and came back to Hayes straight through. So just a little bit of driving. But I like doing that. I like spending time. I get to sing out loud and drive past everybody really quick while I'm praising and things of that nature. You ain't gonna see me too long, you know. But it was just a good time. I'm just so blessed to be able to do that. So if you have your Bibles, open up to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 16 through 17, it says this: "So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a what? New person, new creation, new creature. They become new. The old man is gone." Title of my message today is "Drop the Corpse." Some of y'all kind of know my generation. I don't know if maybe you watched the movie, and I don't even know what it's rated. There was a show called Weekend at Bernie's, and they were walking around with an old dead corpse all over the place and pretending that this person was alive in every which way. The reason why I say drop the corpse is sometimes, you know, people in our lives will hold on to our past and they don't realize that we become a new man. We become a new creature. We become a new creation. But they want to hold on to that dead corpse everywhere else and say, this is what they used to be. This is what they used to do. But you saying that man is dead. That person is dead. They're holding on to a dead corpse. It's time to drop the dead corpse. We got to drop that. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. As believers, Paul is telling us we have to stop evaluating each other from a worldly point of view. The world will look at you and judge you based upon your gender, ethnicity, and age, but we're supposed to be looking at each other based upon our relationship with Jesus and our eternal destination. We hear this a lot. No one is perfect. That's true. No one is perfect. And Jesus is the only one who lived a perfect life. When you decided to trust in Jesus, the thing is, you became a new creation. You became a new person. You became a new creature. The old life is gone. The old life is dead. You no longer used to be that person. You don't have to be that person. The old life is gone. You are born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, and now you can share in the divine nature of Him. Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3:3, he said this, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, it doesn't mean getting Nicodemus, what, am I supposed to get back in my mother's womb and do that? No, man, that's gross. You'll still be a sinner. You got to be born again of the Spirit. Born again makes you spiritually alive, and it's like passing from life to death. That's a great miracle right there. One of the greatest miracles. And there's no other replication of this. No other religion or God can spiritually make you a new creature. So aren't you thankful for Jesus and what He did? See, you might be able to change some bad habits, but that's not going to be enough. You're just changing the outward man. The inward man is still the same. The new birth starts on the inside of every believer, and when you place your trust in who? Jesus. See, they used to say, there are two important dates in your life that you need to remember. The day you were born and the day you discover why you were born. Now, I used to say, there's three important dates. The day you were born, the day you become born again, and the day you discovered why you're born. But I realized there's some other important dates in your life. Not just those three. But the day you get water baptized, the day you get filled with the Holy Spirit, the day you become one flesh with your spouse, those are important dates too. Those are important dates to remember. The day you've been set free from the addictions, the day you that stronghold was broken off of your life, the days that you confessed the word and spoke to that giant and it fell. There's so many important dates in our life. But it's so good to discover why you were born. What is my purpose in life? Your purpose is to fellowship with Jesus. It's to have a relationship with Jesus. That's the most important thing. Everything else is just, it's irrelevant, really. And seeing God chose, since you're here today, God chose for you to be born in this era. In these last days, He needs His church to be the church, to be the body. So if you think you're just some weak, little, poor Christian and believer and can't do anything, that ain't you. He's prepared you for such a time as this, for this season, for this last days. You ain't no snouch. Slouch, I would say, not snouch. And you got to understand, you got greatness living on the inside of you. Greatness. The old man has passed away. He's dead. He no longer lives, so we have to stop carrying around that dead corpse. Other people will carry it around. Sometimes we may carry it around. Like we just all of a sudden become a ventriloquist or something. Why are you carrying around a dead corpse? That's not who you are. When you look yourself in the mirror, who do you see? I'm that person that just kept messing up. No, you're not. That person is dead. That person is gone. That's not you anymore. You don't have to continue to live that same life that you once lived before you knew Jesus. Everybody's a work in progress. I'm a work in progress. Y'all know my struggles. I talk about it. Everyone's a work in progress. Allow Jesus to work through you. Those areas in your life, that compartment that's in your heart, that little door that you just kind of shove all the dirty junk in and what have you, open it up and allow Him to take care of that. You'll be glad that you did. In your relationship with Jesus, everyone will be different in their walk in every which way. So whatever Jesus is working on in this season with you really is nobody's business. That's between you and Him. That's why it's called a relationship. It's fellowship. That's between you and him. Well, they didn't do this. That's between them and Jesus. Mind your business. Well, she didn't do. That's between them and Jesus. There's like some Karens and people called Karens in this world. I don't know if you ever heard that before. The Karens will get all up in your business in every which way. I said, but the same way, the Holy Spirit will get in your business too. But at the same time, the Holy Spirit ain't going to force you to do anything that he don't want you to do. A Karen will. Y'all know, some people don't know who said, raise your hand if you don't know what I'm talking about. Karen is somebody who will get all up in your business. Literally, I've seen people going around. There's some guys that will go around. They got a mowing business and stuff. And then they'll go and go up to the house and want to mow people's homes for free because they can't take care of it, obviously, because they let it go. So they'll be mowing the lawn, and then a Karen will come out. What are you doing? It's not even their property. Did they say you can do this? Yes. They just talk with them. I mean, just getting all, well, they're going to stand there and watch. Just, Karen, get back in the house. Trying to cause all sorts of trouble. They got the permission. That's not even your own property. You're going to have to learn to stay in your lane. But sometimes we do need to mind our own business. Why? Because you don't know what God is working with them in that season. And I think sometimes the people are lurkers. What I mean by lurkers is they try to take credit for what God is doing. God is already doing that. Well, you should be doing this. Well, God is already working with them on that. And then they go and take credit for something that God already had done. Stay in your lane. You'll be all right. And then when people want to come in your lane and you allow that, that's cool. You can roll with it. But we are new creatures. And we are called to live according to our new identity in Christ, not according to the old person that we used to be. Living for Jesus is a whole new level because of his grace and mercy. His word is sharp and will cut and divide, but it will also heal and restore. You ever read the Bible and said, ouch? But do you also read the Bible and just begin to weep because of his grace? Lord, you did that for me. You must be born again, born of the Spirit by placing your trust in Jesus, believing that he died for your sins and that he was raised to life. Good works ain't gonna do it. You can't just go around doing good works. Doesn't matter how much you try to help people. I would rather have good works rather than evil works. But at the end of the day, it won't get you to spend eternity with the Heavenly Father. See, there's good works and there's evil works. And then there are greater works. And the greater works is putting our trust in him. Believing in Jesus and his finished works and knowing him is greater, is beneficial, is eternal, and is life altering. Because you are no longer living for yourself. It's not about Jesus. It's not about you. It's about Jesus living through you. Okay? I know sometimes we say, but this is what I want, Lord. I wanted a truck. I wanted a truck, and I got it. But the thing is, I didn't do it alone. It's kind of like being married. I said, I didn't do that alone. I can't tell you how many times I drove by the lot. Maybe hundreds of times. You saying anything, Lord? Are you there yet? Can you hear me now? Nothing. And then one day, I was actually looking for a vehicle for her. And I seen a truck. Had several thousand miles on it. And I asked the guy how much it was and everything else. And then I was like, can I take it on a, you know, test drive without you being there? Oh, yeah, we get all set up. I said, okay, took it by the house. Could grab Kristen. We went for a ride throughout town. And then she said the words, the magical words that I was wanting to hear. You should get it. You deserve it. You should get it. Thank you, Jesus. See, it's when we're talking about our relationship with Jesus, it's like a marriage. You know, when you first go and buy your house, you go, you're looking, you go shopping for a home. You go to that open house, and then you're walking through and stuff and every which way, and then you start to visualize and dream. We can put a nice couch here because TV can go up on that wall there. We can get new cabinets and stuff right here. This and walk into another room. This could be for the baby, man, and we can do stuff here. You go into another one, man, we can make a study out of this. You go outside in the backyard, we can put a nice little covered patio. Might even have a swing set over here. This could be a shed for my tools and all this stuff. You start dreaming, but the thing about it is you do it together. And where people mess up is when they start doing it by themselves in a relationship and they don't get any satisfaction out of it. So even when they get what they want, it's not satisfying. But when you're doing it together, it's like buying your home. And when you do that every single time, no matter how many homes you stay in, you do it together. When you're in a relationship with Jesus, you're making those decisions with him. You're not just doing it and saying, oh, Lord, I hope you bless me. See, there are good ideas and there's God ideas. Good ideas, you got to get God to anoint. God ideas will come already anointed. So when you're doing those things together, it makes it all better. I didn't go on a trip. She let me, yeah, you need to go see your family. No, I didn't need her permission. I'm a man. But it was good to know, hey, you need to go see your family. It made the trip all the better. Because then I had to worry about coming back home and she was going to be upset that I left. Because I probably wouldn't have been here. When you're living, when you're allowing Jesus to live through you, you're doing it together. It's not you who lives, it's Christ living in you. Being a new creature means you don't have to ever live life alone. So as I'm traveling, it's me and Jesus. Talking. See, when you have a new vehicle, you got Bluetooth, I mean, you can do that. Act like you're talking on the phone. But you're really talking to Jesus. Christians will be like, I hear you talking to yourself. Hey, I'm self-employed, and I'm having a staff meeting. I don't like what you're doing. See, you have that time where you can fellowship with him, get to know him better. In Galatians 2:20 says, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Your identity is in Christ is the most important thing that you have. And the enemy will love nothing more than to keep you from understanding who you are. Because if he can do that, he can dominate you. He can control you. Your old self is no longer living, but it is Jesus who is living in you and through you. We are not the source of the spiritual life, Jesus is. And the power and ability to live this new life doesn't come from us, but it comes through Jesus. We can't live this Christian life, this supernatural life through our own abilities. It's got to be through God. It's got to be through the Holy Spirit. Because there's no other name that is greater than Jesus. you live because he lives in you. Man, the old man is dead. So here's the thing. Drop the corpse. If you've been carrying it, or if somebody's been trying to carry it and throw it in your face, that man's dead. I don't know what you're talking about. That man is dead. In Romans 8, 1 through 2, it says, so now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. God doesn't condemn you of your sins. People will, but God won't. And people ain't your judge. God is. You ain't going to be standing before them. The great white throne of judgment is going to be him. So I'd rather do what he wants me to do rather than what other people want me to do. And I'll take the ridicule for it. I'll take it all. But here's the thing. It still ain't going to matter. I'm living to please him, not people. And you need to live to please him, not people. When you do those things, others aren't going to like it, but they can kick rocks. So you can just look at the enemy. I like little. There's a movie. I like the Little Rascals back in the day. And they had back in the day, and then there was a movie, the He-Man Woman Hater Club or something like that. And the password was, you just tell the devil, you can kick rocks. I'm not doing what you want me to do. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. He's living through me. He's living in me. God doesn't condemn you, but sometimes you might condemn yourself. You might be saying, how could I be so naive? How can I be so stupid? How can I be so blind? Stop beating yourself up, please. How could I have let this happen? Maybe there was something more that I could have done, something different. God is not condemning you of it. So why are you spending all your precious time condemning yourself? Beating yourselves up with your own words. If that is you today, listen. I love you, but I'm telling you this sincerely because people don't know. I don't sugarcoat stuff. But please, stop. Stop beating yourself up. You got two choices. You can allow your soul, your heart, and your mouth to bless the Lord. Or you can turn that around and begin to condemn and hurt yourself. Choose to bless the Lord. It's going to be better for your soul. It's going to be better for your peace. It's going to be better for your life, not just for yours, but the family around you. See, hurt people will continue to hurt people. But when you begin to give God the praise, when you begin to speak life over your situation, when you begin to bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, you're going to start seeing a change. His word heals. His word restores. But it could be damaging if you're using your own words to hurt yourself. So please, stop. It's not me begging you. Stop it. It's not worth it. Been there, done that years ago. It's not worth it. The Holy Spirit is the power you need in this life for victory in Jesus. He gives you life and peace. He helps you to know that you are children of God. And it's okay to get away from people that may have caused you harm in your life and allow God to heal and restore your soul. Sometimes you need to get away so that you can heal. God can heal you in the midst of that, but he can also heal you in, I wouldn't say isolation, but just in solitude and prayer to get you going throughout the day. So if people don't like that, tell them to do what? Kick rocks. I'm just allowing my time, allowing God to heal me in this time, in this season. But when are you going to get back? I don't know if I ever will. I don't know if they will ever will. But I'm allowing God to do it. Don't rush it, because when you rush it, it's just going to mess it up. Allow God to do it in his timing. And when he does it, I'm telling you what, it's going to be a whole lot better than whatever you can imagine. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we can ask or imagine, according to the power that works within us. And I believe everybody in here, in this life, there is a season where we are on a road. Saul, who we know as the Apostle Paul, went around persecuting the way. Literally, court order, went around into homes, dragging people out and arresting them, putting them in jail for just believing in the name of Jesus. But on his road to Damascus, Jesus appears to him. Saul, who are you, Lord? This is Jesus. Why are you persecuting me? Saul thought he was doing the right thing, but he wasn't. And Saul didn't realize that he was operating with a religious mask. And I think sometimes we can do that as well. I've been guilty of that at times. We can operate with a religious mask. So I'm just asking the Lord today, for this week and for this season, Lord, de-mask us. Send us on that road to de-mask us. He knows our heart. He knows what he wants for our lives. But sometimes we can put on that mask and live a different life for other people in every which way. So Father God, please de-mask us. It's not to exploit, but to help restore and heal what has been broken. Because the reason why we put a mask on is to cover up the hurt and pain that we've been through before. God wants to fully restore you his way. And we're good at hiding stuff. Everything's okay. But when everybody leaves, we're crying. We're broken down. We're hurting. Then we got to put on another mask and be like, yeah, everything's fine. And then you get in the car. Lord, de-mask us. So when you get before him in your prayer time, or what have you, show me where I'm being fake. Show me what door that needs to be open to you. It could be anything. It could be, Lord, I don't even trust you when I give, Lord. I have a hard time giving. Not just in church, just in general. To help people. I have a hard time giving, Lord. Just be transparent with him. He already knows it. Well, no duh. He already knows it. Lord, I have a hard time trusting people. This person has hurt me. This person has done this to me. That person has done it. I have a hard time trusting. Allow him to remove that from you and begin to heal. And then set those people around you that's going to build you up and not tear you down. Father God, de-mask us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Lord, we just thank you for today. We thank you for all you've done. Lord, I thank you for people who have the courage to come here and listen to what you have to say through me. Lord, that's our cry for today, for this season, to de-mask us, not for exploitation, but for healing and restoration. There's a lot of people who are hurting. And they haven't allowed you to fully heal them. Lord, I'm asking that they open up their hearts to you so that you can do that. Heal those relationships, those marriages, their relationship with their friends and family. But allow it to do it in. Help them to understand it needs to be done in your timing. And we bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus between those relationships. Because sometimes if the enemy can't stop us, he'll get behind us and push us to rush us. We don't want to rush you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for that. Trust. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Stand up. Before you leave, get somebody a fist bump, high five, a side hug, a Holy Ghost hug. In the name of Jesus, God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.